Left off discussing various aspects of Mara Mikdash, because the Gemara tells us that, the Torah tells us that Shavsosai Tishmaru Mikdashi Tiro, what is true of Shabbos is true of Mikdash as well, and the Gemara tells us the Chiddush that Shmira Hamur the Shabbos clearly is La'olam. The same thing is true when it comes to Mara Mikdash. That is a mitzvah which is Noheges Li'olam. Why exactly is that true? So we told the Rambam, where the Rambam writes the Chiddush, because after all, even though we don't have a Beis Hamikdash Zman Hazeh, the Rambam writes nonetheless, there is a Kedushas HaMikdash. And therefore, apparently, the fact that there is a Kedushas HaMikdash, that itself would give rise to Mora Mikdash. Why is that considered to be a Chiddush? Because one perhaps could have answered as follows, that the halachos of Mora Mikdash are similar to the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. Shmiras HaMikdash, the Rambam discusses in the very next parak, in Parakhes of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. That clearly, Shmiras HaMikdash, the role of the Kohen and Levim, that is Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Maybe one could argue, just like when it comes to Shmiras HaMikdash, Ushmartam is Mishmeras HaMoe, that requires the physical structure of Beis HaMikdash, the same thing as when it comes to Mara HaMikdash. That's the Chiddush of our sugya, that no, the comparison to Shabbos means that is considered to be Li'olam. And why is that true? The Chiddush of the Rambam, because Bikudushaso Omei. This obviously is the Rambam. The Shitase, that the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Beis HaBechira, that even though Bizman HaZeh we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but nonetheless, a Kedusha HaMikdash we have, that is Kidsha L'Shatin, Kidsha L'Sivavah. And that we discussed at length, the great Kiddush of the Rambam, that there is a fundamental difference between Kedusha HaMikdash as opposed to Kedusha HaAretz. Kedusha HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, is Machmash HaShchina, and therefore HaShchina Eina Beteila. And that was true from the time of Bayis Rishon. And that is the Rambam L'shitase, because the Rambam paskens like Ravuna, in order to be Mekadesh, the Makam HaMikdash, you require everything that was present in the time of Mishkan, in the time of Bayis Rishon. Many of those were not present in the time of Bayis Sheni. So therefore the Rambam writes, it would be impossible to argue that Ezra was Mekadesh, the Makam HaMikdash. If that's true, how is it possible that Al Yedei Ezra, the second Beis HaMikdash, was built? The answer is because the Kedusha is Machmas Bayis Rishon. And the Rambam writes that is in distinction with Kedusha Sa'aretz. Kedusha Aretz is not from the first time we entered Eretz Yisrael, from Kibush Yoshua. And the Rambam writes, and why do I distinguish? Because Kedusha Sa'amikdash is Machmas HaShchina. The Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael was as a result of Kibush Mochama. Kibush Mochama can be Paka, that is Paka, Ayyadei Kibush. Not true in the time of Ezra. In the time of Ezra, the Kedusha Sa'aretz was not Ayyadei Kibush, and that is something that is an everlasting Kedusha. So stunning Rambam, that the Kedusha Sa'amikdash, that's Machmas Bayis Rishon. The Kedusha Sa'aretz, that is Machmas Bayis Sheni. And one could envision a Kedusha Sa'amikdash even without a full Kedusha Sa'aretz. And the Ravid is Masig, and the Ravid writes that he thinks the opposite is true. Even though the Gemara suggests that, yes, Kitchel HaSilava, the Ravid writes that's in terms of Eretz Yisrael. But Mikdash, how can you have a Kedusha Sa'amikdash without a physical Beis HaMikdash itself? And therefore the Ravid writes, even though one would argue Kitchel HaSilava when it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz, but not when it comes to Kedusha HaMikdash, almost a polar opposite of the Rambam Shita, where you have Kedusha HaMikdash without Kedusha HaAretz, and the Rav writes, no, you have the Kedusha HaAretz, but you don't have a Kedusha HaMikdash. And therefore the Rav writes, if somebody were to dare enter, who is Tamei Meis, so I disagree with the Rambam, there is no Isser Kares. We discussed at length, why does the Ravid write that in Bokares, as opposed to writing there is no Kedusha, it's Mutar L'Chatchila, and therefore the following, that maybe the Ravid would agree that there are two different layers of Kedusha. There's a Kedushas Hamachana, there's a Kedushas Mikdash, and the Chiddush of the Ravid Shita is as follows, that even though, yes, in order to have a full-blown Kedushas HaMikdash, you require a Beis HaMikdash, but does that mean without the Beis HaMikdash, zero? It's void of any level of Kedusha at all. So that the Rabbi would argue, no, that certainly is not true. After all, a status of a Kedushas Machaneh That indeed it has. And how do you know there's a difference between a Kedushas HaMachnas and a Kedushas HaMikdash? That we discussed, that seems to be the Sugyan Zvachim and Daf Chav Dalet, and that is who is responsible for the Kedushas HaMikdash. And we pointed out there seems to be a different role of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech has infused a Kedushas HaMakom, Ki Kiddush David, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, even though the Shlomo HaMelech was the one who was bone of the bayis. And the Chiddush, according to the Rabbi Shita, is that, you know what, there is a Kedushas HaMakom. That's not up for grabs. That certainly is true. Ooh, Lamai Nafkamina. Nafkamina one could be the following. Zos Munachas Yadayad. You mean to say that there's a Heter Bamos? Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. No. The fact that one can only offer Karbonos L'makom Mikdash, that is true. Even Bizman Hazeh, even B'Shas HaChurban. That is indeed the Ravid Shita. And the Ravid perhaps is alluding to a further Chiddush. A person who's Tameh enters the Mikdash. When you look in Chumash, there are two different Parshios. There's Parshas Nasa, and there's Parshas Chukas. There's B'Midbar Hay, and there's B'Midbar Yates. And fascinating, the Torah frames these Yisurim differently. When it comes to Parshas Nasa, the Pasuk says, V'lo yitamu es machaneyem. You're Tameh, don't you dare be Matameh, the Machane Ashrina, for example. V'lo yitamu es machaneyem. That would be an Isser Lav. When it comes to Parshas Chukas, the Pasuk says, V'nichrisa ha-nefesh ha'i mikoch ha-kol, achiv kareis. When? Ki es mikdash Hashem time. Mikdash Hashem time. Wow. When it comes to Chukas, the Torah uses the term mikdash. When it comes to Parshas Naso, the Torah says machaneim. When it comes to Parshas Chukas, the Torah mentions achiv kareis. When it comes to Parshas Naso, there is no Isser Kareis. Wow. Perhaps that can give rise to an incredible dichotomy of two different dinim. That there is an ongoing Kedushas HaMachane, and the Kedushas HaMachane would dictate that a person cannot enter the Mikdash Betuma, and that clearly is an Isser Lav, and a Kedushas HaMachane does not require a physical Beis HaMikdash. Just like Ki Kiddush David. David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Machane, even though the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built. And even B'Churbana, the Kedushas HaMachane indeed remains. But what about that Pasuk as Mikdash Hashem Timei? Does that require a Beis HaMikdash? The Ram writes the Chiddush that no. After all, B'Kedush Shasa Omei. And the Rabbi disagrees and writes, no, that Tosefes of Parshas Chukas, Perikites, Pasuk Chav, Achiv Kareis, Mikdash Hashem Timei, that requires a Mikdash Hashem. Not that without a Mikdash Hashem, zero. Without a Mikdash Hashem, yes, Kedushas Machne, but not a Kedushas HaMikdash, and that will be exquisitely meduyuk, that when the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam, the Rabbi writes, in Bokaris, the Kareis of Parshas Chukas does not apply. But this Sirlav of Lo Yitames Machaneim, absolutely yes. If this really is true, that could give rise to the following. When our Gemara says that, you know what, just like Shabbos, the Shmir is Lolam, the same thing as when it comes to Mar Mikdash, that's considered to be Lolam. How does that work within the Ravid Shita? Maybe one could argue, Enochinami, that our Gemara is assuming Kishul HaShat of a Kishul HaSadavo. And maybe indeed that would mean, as Shagasari writes in Tori Evan, that maybe according to the Ravid Shita, we would not argue that Midaraisa, there is Halacha of Mar Mikdash, even Bizman HaZeh. However, if you point out that this split, and that even the Ravid agrees that there is a Kedushas HaMakom. That's clear. The Ravid just disagrees in terms of Kedushas HaMikdash, but not a Kedushas HaMakom. And therefore, when it comes to the case of Mora Mikdash, why can't one argue that that is a function of the Kedush? It is a sanctified place, and therefore a person has to act with utmost reverence. And that can be true even according to the Shitas arrived as well on a Din D'Oraisa, not to argue that the Gemara is only assuming Kishul HaSadavo, or maybe according to the Ravid at best, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan Bizman HaZeh. No, that indeed would be a Din D'Oraisa. And one no doubt has to be careful, but Ein Achinami, the Ravid is Masig in Perek Vav. But in Perek Zayin, when the Rambam writes, you should realize that Mora Mikdash is Noheges Bizman HaZeh, the Ravid is not Masig. The Ravid is not Masig. One could argue, of course, the Ravid is not Masig, because the Ravid agrees, Ar Sugin of Amostav of Luchuli Alma, that there is halach of Mar Mikdash, and that mitzvah is Noheges Bismanazeh, because after all, there is in fact a Kedushas HaMakom. And even Bismanazeh, one would have to be careful. You have to maintain the reverence of. And all the dinim that our Gemara mentions, Yavamos and Davav Medeis, that would apply Midaraisa, even according to the Shitas. Arrive it as well. We mentioned just at the very end that could be very, very relevant, very nogel lach lamaisa. Let's assume, for example, a chayal heshmir and harabayis, because mamish, leaving the harabayis without any shomrim, that would be pikuach nefesh. So it's necessary to secure, but assuming that there is a halacha of mikdash and tumas hamikdash and litamas machaneichem and shmiras hamikdash, mora mikdash, so what caution, no doubt, has to be exercised. That would be a fascinating deal. You know, in a nutshell, the Mishnah, the very beginning of Maseches Kelim and Perek Aleph tells us the following. There are many levels of Kedusha, and Harabayis is Mekudosh Imenu. Harabayis is a greater Kedusha than simply Lifnim and Achoma. And in what sense is that true? That if you have a Tumah Hayotzla of Migufo, you have your Rezav, your Rezava, Ayunida, Yoledes, right? They are not allowed to go in to enter the Harabayis. So that's Mufurish, a Mishnah, that Azav, right, cannot go ahead and enter. When you look at the Sugim Sachem Dav Samach Zayin, the Gemara tells us the following, a ribui. The Pasuk says there, in B'midbar Hei, in Parshas Nasu, the Yishalchum in Amachana, the Pasuk says the following, that Kol Zaruah V'chol Zav, V'cholzav. What is V'cholzav Azav? What does it mean V'cholzav? Oh, the Gram Sachim Samach Zayin, L'Rabo Spalkeri. A Tumi Yosef Megufo, either a case of Azav or a Balkeri, they're not allowed to enter. Not enter Harabayis. So that's something which is fundamental, no? Let's assume, for example, Chayala Eshmiran Harabayis, no? He has to make sure that he doesn't have a Tumas Balkeri. Do you have to also be so concerned about maybe you're not Azav, because after all, if a person is Azav at times requires Shiv Nekiyim, and Zav requires Tefillah V'mayim Chaim, unlike a Balkari, where it's simple to be a single, limited amount of Tuma, which is Paka, Al Yedei Tefillah. So imagine, for example, a Chayal is stationed in Harabayis, then you know what, you're going to tell them the following, you have to make sure that you do whatever you can to seek Tara. You have to make sure there's no Tumas Balkari. Do you have to be concerned that Chayish Rezav? That's Mamish quote in Shulchan Aruch in Ochos Pesach. Do you have to be Chayish for such a tumor? What exactly is the case? The Mechaber, the Rambam discuss a fascinating case. That's found in Orachayim, in Tufnun Zayin, in Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes the following. We don't do this. But in earlier times, you know, they would bake matzah. Oh, they would bake matzah before Pesach. That's good. We do that now. Some would bake matzah even on Erev Pesach. You have to be very, very careful. No, Erev Pesach. Because the Rambam writes, there's no bittul when it comes to chametz and Pesach, because it's a davar sheish lamatirin. If there's no bittul because davar sheish lamatirin, that would be chal even on Erev Pesach as well. On Erev Pesach. If the reason there's no bittul on chametz is because chametz is so chomer, it's nisar kares, that would only apply on Pesach proper. If you assume the reason there's no bittul on chametz Pesach, davar sheish lamatirin, you know what that means? That whenever there's a riskal, there's no bittul whatsoever. There's an isser of chametz and erev Pesach. So that's a huge machlokes, the chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that already that there's an isser chametz and erev Pesach, and there's no bittul. Wow, so you have to be very careful. You're going to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach. Be very careful. If you bake it before, even if it be trace chametz, you have a trace chametz, it's batel. It's batel Karav Pesach. And Erev Pesach, for Machmor, for the Rambam Shita, that it's not. So Erev Pesach matzahs, very, very careful. Very careful. Okay, but some no doubt have the minhag. No, based on Rashi. The Karban Pesach is an Erev Pesach. And if matzahs hukash the Karban, so in such a case, maybe in Achinami, the matzah mitzvah should be at the time of Korban Pesach, which is an Erev Pesach, and hence such a practice. Okay, the Mechaber goes a step further and discusses the following. But what about this? What about baking matzah on Pesach? Okay, there's no iser, But be very, very careful, no? After all, there's an Isser Kari, Isser Chametz, there's an Isser Bayer Rabbi Matzeh. Be very, very careful, very careful. So the Mechaber writes the following, that Halash Isa B'yantav Shal Pesach. Imagine it's Pesach, and you know what? You're going ahead and you're baking matzah on Pesach. Oh, so the Mechaber writes the following Mitzah. Well, Yol Yikra Shem Lechala Ad Shetayofen. You know what? You're baking after Mafir Shchala. When he came Mafir Shchala, the Mechaber writes the following, that you know what? Only be Mafir Shchala after it's baked. After it's baked. Why? Why not go ahead and take the dough and be Mafir Shchala? Okay, we typically don't do that when it comes to matzah baking because we're doing things so quickly. You know what? The minutes that it's going to take Mafir Shchala, we'll do that afterwards, after Afiyah. But typically speaking, we're Mafir earlier. Here the Mechaber writes, be careful, don't be Mafir earlier. Don't be Mafir earlier. Why? Oh, because let's assume you're Mafir Shchala, right? Before Afiyah. So now it's Pesach, and you have raw dough, which is Shchala. Raw dough, which is Shchala. You know what the Mechaber writes? That's a real problem. That's a real problem. You're Korei Shem Chala, and now you have dough, which is Shchala. It's on Pesach. What do you do? Oh, bake it. You're only allowed to gauge an afiyah letzarech ochal nefesh. What do you mean? When we're mafir shchala, what do we do with that challah? We're going to eat the challah. We're going to eat challah b'zman hazeh. No, you know what? That if it's challah, which is tameya, so therefore, you know what? We're going to be sorry. We're going to be sorry for the challah. No, what do you mean sorry for the challah? It's yantif. Ochal nefesh is mutter. You cannot go ahead and bake dough, which is challah. The heter of cooking, of baking, is the tzarech ochal nefesh. So the Mechaber writes, that's going to be a problem. No, you're going to be mafir challah as an isin, you can't bake it. Okay, don't bake it. Just let it sit. It's going to rise and become chametz. No, so the Mechaber writes that this is a real difficulty. No, so therefore a very simple eitzah. Bake it as is, and be mafir shchala afterwards, because that would be called ochal nefesh. Because b'shas afiyah, everything technically can be mutter ba'achila. But if you're going to be koresh shem chala before the afiyah, that's a real problem. You can't bake it, and you can't leave it. And what happens if shachach lehifrish, take a look to Mechaber and Ramah, oh, you know what, maybe we'll do the following. Maybe we'll take the dough, and we'll put it in very, very cold water. So the cold water will inhibit The rising of that dough. Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's like a risky eitzah, no? Because, you know what, if you're successful, that's great. But if it's going to rise, it can become chametz, no? So that's when the Chaber writes, don't be koreshem, which is considered to be an isa, Oh, so the Rama writes the following. You know what? And what happens if you have this, challah? Oh, so the Rama writes the following. Im yesh kohen gadol, if they're, it doesn't mean a Kohen Gadol, though. It means a Kohen who's Gadol, right? Not a Katan. It means if you have a Kohen, if you have a little kid who's a Kohen, you don't have to be concerned that this 5-year-old boy, you don't have to be concerned about that he's a Zav. You don't have to be concerned that he's a Balkari. Oh, that would be good. You know what? Bake it and give it to the little kid. Oh, what happens if a Kohen Gadol? No, not a Kohen. The Rambam writes, there's a Sugyan Zvachim, which is Halacha Shelo Beregel. Halacha shelo beregel. Now, let's assume, for example, you have a Kohen who's makabel the dam, and you know, he's a really big Kohen, so he can go ahead and do Zrika Sadam from the place of Kabbalah Sadam. Now, but it's halacha shelo beregel. He doesn't move his feet. Is that called halacha? Is that called approaching the Mizbeach with the carbon, when your feet are stationary? So the Rambam quotes halacha, Kohen Gadol. It doesn't mean a Kohen Gadol. It means a big Kohen, you know, who can go ahead and do Zrika Sadam from the Makom Kabbalah. Now he has long limbs, right? A Kohen Gadol, right? Shizarak. It doesn't mean a Kohen Gadol. Here in Shulchan Aruch, a Kohen Gadol means an older, what does an older Kohen mean? That maybe he's Tamei. Maybe he's a Sub, maybe he's a Balkari. Oh, so the Rama writes the following. If you have a Kohen Gadol, Shetava Lekirio. Oh, let's assume, for example, whoa, you know what, this guy did this. And all of a sudden he was Mafrish Chala when it's a dough. And lo and behold, there's a Kohen who's there, and the Kohen says, you know what, I just went to Mikvah for Balkari. Oh, so you know what, great. So Mutar Mafos, HaChala Bishvila. Now you can go ahead and bake it, and he'll go ahead and eat the Chala Schutz Laretz, because he does not have a tuma of Balkari, and he's allowed to go ahead and eat the Kadshi HaGvul of Chala Schutz Laretz. Wow, 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 wow. Shachris. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, you know what's stunning about that? That's only going to help if he's a Balkari. If he was a Zav, that's not going to help. A Zav requires Shivinakim. A Zav requires Tefillah Mayim Chaim. What the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you can find a Kohen who doesn't have a Tumah Yosef Migufo, you can give this to him. You know what? That will take care of a Tumas Balkari, but it doesn't solve the problem of Zav. Well, that's interesting, no? So how does that work? How does that work? You know what apparently the assumption of Shulchan Aruch is? You know what? You don't have to be chayish for Zav. You don't have to be chayish for Zav. Balkari, one has to be chayish for. That happens, no? But unless the person knows he's a Zav, you don't have to be chayish for Tumah of a Zav. And that's why you don't have to worry about Zav. You don't have to assume that this person was a Zav to require Shem Nekiyim. But if he's a Gadol, we do assume that there was a problem with Balkari. So solve the problem with Balkari. Al Yedei Tefillah. That's important in Yisod, no? Rav Tzipi Sefrank writes, in the Sefer, Mikdash Melech. You know what you see? You see Min Hastam, you don't have to be chayish for Tumah of a Zav. If a person knows there is Zav, they know there is Zav, you don't be chayish. That's very, very nogeya, no? That's what I would tell you the following. You know what? If a chayal, right, the station in Harabayis, it's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to be chayish for Ziva, for Zav, but there is a chshash, obviously, of something which is Balkari, and therefore, guess what? He has to be Tovel in order to remove the Tumas Balkari. You know, when do we have such tefillah? You know, you'll tell me you're Tovlan, Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Minag. This is a tefillah which is Mi'ikar Hadin, in order to allow you to go on Harabayis. That would mean it requires all the chumras of tefillah, all the Dini Chatzitza, and Poshem Shat, a bracha would be made on such a tefillah. Because it's not a minag of tefillah, this is a tefillah which is Mi'ikar Hadin, to allow Knisa L'Harabayis. At least L'Harabayis. Wow, that's an important Dachidish as well. Rashi writes in Sachem of Tzadi Beis that tefillah is not enough. You also require Erev Shemesh. Because after tefillah, you're a tefillah yom. And Rashi's shita is that a tefillah yom is not allowed to enter Harabayis. That's Rashi from Sachem of Tzadi Beis. So that would mean I would take this chayal aside and I would tell him, you know what? You have to do whatever you can to minimize the tumas valkeri, which means you would require tefillah, b'lichatzitza, with the bracha, according to Rashi, require Erev Shemesh, and now you can go ahead and assume. You can assume your own. And, Av Sugin Erevin and Daf Kuvdal Mabez, where Shmuel says the following chiddush, that you're not allowed to not only enter the Mikdash Betuma, but you're not allowed to go ahead and to bring any kelim that are tame into the Mikdash as well. Shmuel says that if a person is machnis, Tamei Sheretz, the Mikdash, he's Chayim. Wow. If a person will go ahead and take something that had contact with Tuma and bring the Mikdash. So therefore, you know what? We have to make sure the person is Tahar. We should make sure any Kalim that the person has are also Tahar. So you know, if there was a Begad that was Tuma, you have to be told for the Begad as well to make sure that there is no such Tuma. And now he can go ahead and enter. We've minimized the Tuma. The fact that he's walking on Harabayis, I understand. You know, we're doing that because of elements of Sakana. But now you have to observe all the halachas, if almost avav, of the cases of Mora Mikdash. You know what it means? So he can't bring with him a makel, he can't bring the pundak, he can't go in with avak shagabi raglov, he can't use it as a kapandria. That there's an isser of kalas rosh, there's an isser of achil and shtiyah. I would tell the chayal, you know what, you can't eat, you can't drink. Mood has to be very, very serious. Don't bring any of your extras, your money belt. You have to bring your neshek, if that's pikuach nefesh. That indeed you would bring. And I will tell you the following. The Menachas Chinuch writes that the Isra of Nilas Hasando, when it comes to Mikdash, the Menachas Chinuch leaves us as a tzarechiyam, right, in Reishna and Dalet. But you know what? When it comes to sharminim, not leather, Menachas Chinuch writes efshar demutter. Maybe there are many Rishonim that debate. What is this from Nilas HaSandal and Yom Kippur? Is it only a leather shoe? Is it other shoes? No? Oh, so the Menachas Chinuch writes, perhaps, Sharminim, just as many Rishonim assume that that's Mutter on Yom Kippur, maybe that's Mutter Malka Mikdash as well. So you know what you would tell that Chayal? Don't wear your army boots, no, which are made out of leather. Wear something which is synthetic. Make sure you're not taking anything which is extra. In Isra Achila, in Isra Stia, Kalos Rosh. Make sure you solve the problem of Tumas Balkari, you don't have to be Chayish or Tumas Zav, and then the COVID Rosh, she can enter the Mikdash for purposes of Pikuach Nefesh. No? That will tell you was kind of the rundown, no? All the dinim that one has to be careful. Okay? I'll tell you a further Chiddush. And that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet. We alluded to this before. That's where the Gemara tells us the following, that you know what? The Pasuk tells us in Shmos, Mechav, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Iti. What does that mean? The Gemara's Dorish, Lo Sasun Kedemos Shem Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do not replicate anything which is used for my service. And the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet, it's stunning, and that is, you're not allowed to replicate the Tzura or the Kelim of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. So you know what? Don't make the Heichal of your Bais like the Heichal of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. And don't go ahead and make your Chatzer Keneged HaAzara. And don't make your Shulchan the same dimensions of the Shulchan. Don't make the menorah like a menorah. Wow, all those dinim daraisa. The Chiddush of the Rambam is, where does the Rambam place all these halachas? And we've mentioned many times that Chutam HaShulish Rav Chaim Lezner, not in Simen Vav, Simen Yud, that you know what, that the placement of the Rambam is critical. The Rambam places all those dinim of Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet here in Perek Zayin, Efilchos Beis HaBechira, our sugya, Yevamos Davav. That's something which is stunning. So the Radvaz just has the following ha'ara. You see, according to the placement of the Rambam, that those halachos that you can't replicate, the chatzer, the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach, all of that, the Radvaz writes, v'chol zeh mechlal mora mikdash. All of that is part of mora mikdash. All of it is part of mora mikdash. You know, som tasim alach melech, shetei mos alecha. Say, you know what? You have to revere the melech. Now, so don't use the sharvit ha-melech. No, you're going to take, you know, that which the melech has. You're going to start playing with it. You know, that's not considered part of Mora Melech. Ravaz writes, that's how the Rambam understood, that Mora Mikdash demands that you have to be careful, not merely about how you act in the Mikdash, but Kalim. Don't go ahead and abuse the Kalim by replicating the Kalim outside of Mikdash. So that's a very great Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. No? That the Rambam Shita is Lo Sasun Iti, right? It's considered part of Mora Mikdash. Part of Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Demus Shamashai, means don't make an image of the sun. That's not a loch in Mora Mikdash. But the elements of Lo Sasun Iti that say Mikdash, the Chatz of the Shulchan, the Menorah, that the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Beis HaBechira. That placement is something which is stunning. So therefore, mistreating the Kalim of Mikdash is a violation of our sugya, of Mikdash Shiti Rao. Oh, and I will tell you, that's exactly the Shita say, because the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Chav, writes that there's one mitzvah, Avosli Mikdash Shachanti Besocha, and that one mitzvah includes not only constructing and building a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, but that includes all the Kalim. That includes all the Kalim. The Asiyas HaKelim, according to the Rambam, is part of Vasli Mikdash Shachanti Besalcham. In other words, Mikdash means Mikdash V'Kelav. Mikdash V'Kelav, against the Ramban. The Ramban later, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, we discussed this many times now, writes that's absolutely not true. Kelim is not part of Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti Besalcham. And that we also suggest L'shitase. The Rambam defines the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Chav, as a base avoda. If it's a base avoda, it's very mistaber that the clay avoda are part of the mitzvah. If you have to make a base avoda, guess what? A base avoda requires a shulchan, requires a mizbeach, requires a kiyur, is part of the mitzvah. According to Ramban, that it's a base hashchina does not require a kiyur, but a base avoda requires a kiyur. So the Rambam Lashitasi that begins with base avoda, the Rambam writes the kelim are included, that's mafurish mitzvah chav, and here the Rambam Perek Zayin writes that if our Gemara says Mora Mikdash, it means you have to revere Mikdash V'Kelev. So you know what? You're cheapening the Kelev and you go ahead and use a Shulchan for your dinner table. That's a violation of Mikdash Shitiro. That's a very, very great Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. I will tell you all of that is beautiful as Shita say. Well, so it's important, these Hagdaras of Mora Mikdash. Okay. Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis discusses the following. A great Kiddush. Now, how do you know the cases of Esed Ochalos HaSei? And maybe even the possibility of Esed Ochalos HaShpokareis. The Gemara says, Teisei Mehavara. After all, the Pasuk says the following, that Lo Savaro Eish Bechol Mosh Vosech. Lo Savaro Eish Bechol Mosh Vosech. Oh. Ma Tamad Lomar. What do you need a Pasuk that tells us Lo Savaro Eish? the Gemara immediately says, why do you need a pasuk? Of course you need a pasuk with those Savar Oish. You either need it according to Rabbi Nosson or according to Rabbi Osiyah, the Gemara says. No, that's critical. That's critical. Shabbos daf ayin. Of course you need it. According to Rabbi Osi, you know why you need it? To tell us that there's an Isser of those Savar Oish. Because without this pasuk, I would have not have known that there's an Isser at all. That there's an Isser at all. No? In other words, according to Rabbi Osi, those Savar Oish, it is not necessarily similar to the balance of Malachi Shabbos. When it comes to Lo Savar Oish, there is no Kares, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos. How do you know that it is Aser? That's why you have the Pasuk, Lo Savar Oish. And the Kiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi, that, you know what, if a person violates Lo Savar Oish, you violate a Lav Daraisa. A Lav Daraisa. But there is no Kares, there's no Skila, and no Chatos. You know, that, in a certain sense, is a little ironic, but it's obviously true. In order for something to be a malacha, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. That's Shabbos Memtes. You don't need a pasuk. There's a pasuk of Borer. There's a pasuk of Kosei. Hach Dahav Mishkan Chashiva. The Torah gives him a formula. Now, Mishkan. Shabbos. Mishkan either means, ooh, Rashi. There, Shabbos Memtes. Binyan Mishkan. Rav Haigon. Avodas HaKarbanos. Meaning what? According to Rashi, the Torah says, build a Mishkan, but don't do so on Shabbos. So anything which is necessary, a malacha chashuva for binyan mishkan, that is considered to be a basis of malacha Shabbos. And according to Rav Haigon, his study machlokes, no, the Torah says you have to do avoda. But there are many aspects of avoda which are not docha Shabbos. A person, for example, wants to bring a carbon adava. You can't bring a carbon adava on Shabbos, meaning whatever would be entailed to bring the carbon, that's a malacha. And therefore it's considered to be asur. That's a stunning machlokes. That's the psicha of the Gleital, the very beginning of the Sefer. When we say Mishkan and Shabbos, what do we mean? Do we mean Binyan Mishkan or do we mean Avodas HaKarbanos? You go through Rashi, throughout Masech Shabbos, Rashi always links the Malach Shabbos to Binyan Mishkan. Binyan Mishkan. Where do you find this Malach in Binyan Mishkan? That's Rashi Shita. So in a certain sense, it's a bit ironic in this sense that, you know what? You don't need a pasuk to tell us each and every Malacha. There's a formula. Oh, why does the Torah go out of its way and tell us Lo Savar Oish? So according to Rabbi Yose, ooh, the fact that it's Mefurish Bekra, that's a Raimul Chachas, that it's not a Malacha. And it's Morkal. It's Morkal. If it would have been a Malacha, it doesn't have to be mentioned. The fact that it is mentioned. In other words, why does the Torah mention Mechamed? Why does the Torah mention Shvisas Avadi? Why does the Torah mention Shvisas Behemta? Why does the Torah mention Akkod HaBeisham and Shvisas Kelim? Because these are not Malachos. If it's not based on the Hekish of Shabbos and Mishkan, how would you know that they're Aser? You require a Pasuk. And the fact that there is a Pasuk, wow, you know what? It means it cannot be a Malacha with a Chi of Skila. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says, that Havar is Lalav Yatzas. Lalav Yatzas. It's considered to be allowed. And if you do it on Shabbos, no Kares, no Skila, no Chatas, Rabbi Nosson disagrees. Rabbi Nosson argues, like, what do you mean? Havar is Bechlal HaMalachas. I know Lo Savar Oish. Because of Shabbos Memtes, it meets the requirement of Hachta Mishkan Chashiva Karelei Av, and therefore clearly it's an Av Malacha. If it's an Av Malacha, why does the Torah have to mention this? Mention this? Wow! So Rav Nosson says it's telling you something else. The given it's a Malacha. So why does the pasuk have to underscore a Malacha? Oh, it's telling you something completely different. Completely different. And that is the great Chiddush that Havara is Lechalei Katzas. Havara is Lechalei Katzas. In other words, that pasuk tells me the concept of chiluk malachas. Chiluk malachas. Shabbos dafayim. The starting point is as follows. The starting point is as follows. That, you know what? I would have said this. That doing various malachas on Shabbos is just a repetition of the same issue. Similar to eating many kazesim of chaylev. A person eats a big steak of chaylev. You know, his chayv is separate. Chatas, for example, for every kazayis, no, typically not. You consider that to be a single achila, and therefore, you're going to be chayev once. You're not chayev al kol kazayis u kazayis. Why not argue that same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos as well? The pasuk is a losasa chomalacha, and therefore that enochinami. So, I would have said that you're only going to be chayev once that instance. Wow. Oh, so you know what the Gemara says? That's true, that's true. So you know what? You require a pasuk to tell me this great chiddush of chiluk malachas. from Chiluk Malachos. Well, you have to take a look at this Rashi here. Now Rashi seems to say, stunning Chiddush, if that's really what Rashi means. And if I didn't have the pasuk of Chiluk Malachos, what would you have said? What would you have said? Pashup Shad, I would have said, you did 10 Malachos, your chayv is single chatas. Rashi writes the following Chiddush, we'll have to talk about it. No. You know what? L'chalek Yotzas means as follows. Shalo Tomar, Eino Chayiv Skila, Ad Shechalo Shabbos B'chol Malachos. That sounds really unusual. If I didn't have a pasuk of Chiluk Malachos, you know what it sounds like for Rashi? I would only be chayiv if I do all malacha. Lo sasa chol malacha. You know how we translate that? Don't you dare do any malacha. What does chol malacha mean? Any or all? Any or all? No? Pashup Shad. Don't do any of the malachos. Any of the malachos. Well, Rashi says, I would have thought it means don't do all the malachos. You have to be such a lamdin, no? To be mechal Shabbos, no? To tick off the list. Every malacha? Really? You know exactly all the, you know, some malachos are kind of complicated. What exactly does the Torah have in mind, no, when it comes to these various malachos? But wow. You have to violate Zorah, Bar, and Merakeh. No? So what's the difference in Zorah, Bar, Merakeh? No? What exactly is Batei Nirin? What is Menafetz? No? What are those cases? Achidish Rashi seems to say, let's talk about that. That's the Havamim. But the Maskana clearly is your Chayiv for every Malacha individually. Every Malacha individually. Oh, so by example, Lalamed ala klal kuliyatsa. That's Rabbi Nassim Shita. The Torah tells me the concept of Chiluk Malachos because we know Olamatas Malachos Rasa, and the Torah offsets one Malacha. You know what? It's as though that each Malacha is indeed independent. To use the language of the Tosos Rid, which is so stunning, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha malacha. It's as though that there's a separate pasuk for every one of the malachas. But the Torah just taught us this by offsetting one, and lamed ala klal kuli yatsa. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Nassim. The Gemara immediately asks the Shabbos and Dafayin that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Havara is l'chalek yatsas, Rabbi Nassim, if you like Rabbi Yossi, lav yatsas. Of course the Torah had to say those sabar weish. So how do you know chiluk malachos according to Rabbi Yossi? How do you know chiluk malachos? So the Gemara says mafurish, Shabbos dafayin. So it's not that Rabbi Yossi denies chiluk malachos, he has to have a different makar, another makar for chiluk malachos. Another makar. Oh, you know what his makar is? Very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. When the Torah describes a chiyum chatas, the Torah says, Va'asa me'achas me'hena. Achas me'hena. Achas me'hena. You know what achas me'hena means? Sometimes you're chayiv. Achas, sometimes you're chayiv. Hena. A person goes in b'shogeg, is mechal Shabbos. So in such a case, sometimes he's chayiv once, sometimes he's chayiv for each and every malacha. If it's a shigaga Shabbos, he's unaware that it's Shabbos, he'll be chayiv once. But let's assume he knows it's Shabbos, but it's a shigagas malacha, hena. What does hena mean? He's chayav al kol malacha umalacha. That's the source, according to Rabbi Yossi, of chiluk malachos. Rabbi Yossi agrees to the concept of chiluk malachos, whereas according to Rabbi Nassim, it's based on havar l'chalek yatsas. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's based on the word in the pasuk of heina, of heina. Oh, and then the Gemara even quotes the third shita. That's the shita of Shmuel. The pasuk says the following: Michaleha mos yumas, mos yumas, mos yumas seems to be in a multiple sense. Haftorah, ribsa, misos arbe. You know what that means? You can have multiple chiyuvim for chiluk Shabbos. Oh, so mechalem, mos yumas, that is the source of chiluk malachos. So the Gemara has three different makaros for chiluk malachos, because everyone agrees, either Rabbi Nassim, havar lavi, l'chalek yatsas, Rabbi Yossi, heina, according to Shmuel, mechalem, mos yumas. Okay, well, so our Gemara immediately raises the kasha. Really, that's the issue? That Ma Talmud Lomar, of course, Talmud Lomar, you need the pasuk for very different reasons. According to Rabbi Yossi, you need lav yatsas. According to Nassim, you need lachalek yatsas. Oh, so Rav explains. Now, Ma Talmud Lomar is not referring to lo sevar oesh. It's referring to the hemshach hakra. Lo sevar oesh, b'chomosh voseichem. Moshavos, Ma Talmud Lomar. What do you have to have b'chomosh voseichem for? You would think that this is one of the mitzvahs of Tliyas Baris. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Need a pasuk to tell you b'chomosh v'seichem. Oh, so the Gemara answers something which is stunning. You know what? And that is b'moshav bezdin. Well, even if you're talking about bezdin, where you know what? In the course of Bezdin enforcing a punishment, they are going to be violating what would be considered to be a malacha. Wow, wow. Nonetheless, the pasuk says, "Lo savraweish b'chomosh v'seichem, b'chomosh v'seichem," and that means that, you know what, that whoa, that there is a person who is chayiv in the pashas, is chayiv chenek. Yeah, but you know what? Enforcing that onesh of misa would result in a malacha. I would have said, stunning, I would have said that Mises Bezdin is Doches HaShabbos. Wow. And that's the Pasuk asks Barowitz away and says, no, Lo Savarawesh is B'chomosh V'seichem. B'chomosh V'seichem. According to Rabbi Nasi, what exactly does that mean according to Rabbi Nasi? In the process of Chenek, you're violating the Isser of Lo Savarawesh, you're taking that molten lead and realize that you are creating a fire in order to melt it down. And you would have thought that that's mutter? If not for Gzeiras HaKasu, that would seem to indicate the Muskorishon is Ese Dochalosa, Se Shesh Bokaris. Wow. I would have thought it's mutter, and that requires a pasuk to be Oser, B'chomosh V'seichem. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe Nachinami. This is all true according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, that it's just a lav. I would have thought Ese Dochalosa, Se. And if Ese Dochalosa, Se, Kamashma, B'chomosh V'seichem, that is considered to be Oser. The Gemara rejects that out of hand. That cannot be. Even according to Rabbi Yose, Chenek will involve in Isser Malacha above and beyond those of Aroesh. After all, a Malacha of Mevashel, no, Bishul Psila. When you go ahead and you heat up that lead in such a case, that's not simply a Malacha of those of Aroesh. That is Bishul. Bishul, of course, Bishul Afia, everyone agrees is part of Lametes Malachas. So, doesn't that indicate I would have said that it's Mutter? To violate Chil Shabbos Daraisa, which has a Chiyuv Kares, I need a Gzeiras HaKasav, let that be the source of Esei Dochalosa Sheish Bo Kares. Oh, the Gemara says, no. Bahav Amina, that Misas based in his Doche Shabbos, is not because of Esei Dochalosa Sei. If it was based on Esei Dochalosa Sei, then clearly, Ein Esei Dochalosa Sheish Bo Kares. That's a given. That's clear. But I would have thought that Misas Bez Nedoche Shabbos, based on another principle entirely, having nothing at all to do with Esed Ochalos Asay, and that's a simple Kavachom. Avoda Sakrabanos, is Doche Shabbos. Ritzicha Misas Bezdin is Doche Avoda. Mi'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamus. No? A Kohen is about to do the Avoda, but this Kohen is Chayiv Misa. The Kohen is Chayiv Misa. You know what it means? You will take the coin right here and now and put him to death, even at the expense of the avoda. Ritzich is doche, doche es avoda. Tosus points out, clearly indicating that it's not that the coin is fossil. It's not that the coin is fossil. We'll have to see the Tosus. Maybe one could argue, a coin, shargas and efesh, is fossil. He's fossil. No. The Gemara seems to indicate he could be a candidate to the avoda, but Ritzich is doche avoda. So if avoda is doche Shabbos, ritzicha is doche avoda. So kavachomer that ritzicha should be doche es haShabbos. Oh, that's why you need the pasuk of b'chomosh v'seichem to tell us now that indeed is not true. Wow. Now we're going to also have to discuss. Now, what was that kavachomer and what indeed is the maskana? What indeed is the maskana? Why is it that it's not doche Shabbos? Why is it not doche Shabbos? That we'll have to discuss it later. Okay, so the various stages of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, you have a pasuk, lo savaro esh. Why is it necessary? The Gemara immediately says, ma tam alomar, of course it's necessary. It's necessary according to Rabbi Yossi, it's necessary according to Rabbi Nosson, but everyone agrees that this pasuk is critical. This pasuk is absolutely, absolutely fundamental. Well, so this sounds like an incredibly heavy, heavy machlokes. Lo savaro esh. With a huge nafkamina, right? A person ignites a fire on Shabbos, what is his chiyuv? According to Yosei, terrible. He violated an isser lav. According to Rabbi Nosson, he's chayav karis, schila, and chatos. Now, that alone is a huge nafkamina, and that is the sole nafkamina that you find in Shas. Huh? What is the nafkamina between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yosei? The answer is, what is the chiyuv on Shabbos for lo savar oish? Are you chayav kari skil and chatas, or are you not? It's only considered to be an isser in Isur Lahav. Okay. If that was the only nafkamina, I would be very satisfied. Because that's huge. That's huge. Are you chayiv misa? Are you not chayiv misa? That's you. You don't need more than that. You don't need more than that. But, you know what? You look in the Rishonim, there is much more at stake. Much more at stake. In the Malchokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nassan, aside from a critical Malchokas, whether Lo Savar Weish is an Isulav, or whether Lo Savar Weish is a Chiyuv Misa. That itself is huge. But aside from that, there is much, 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 much more at stake. Much, much more at stake. So this is what we already started discussing, no? Atosus and Beis and Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph, Atosus and Psachim and Daf Hei. Where Tosus says to Deos, and Tosus writes a stunning Chiddush. You know what? The Pasuk says the following, Lo Savaru Eish B'chomo Shoseikam B'yom HaShabbos. B'yom HaShabbos. That means Shabbos. That means Shabbos. Is there an Isra Lo Savaru Eish on Yom Tov? Is there an Isra Lo Savaru Eish on Yom Tov? Not so clear. Maybe one could say yes, one could say no. One could say, well, you know what? How do I know Isra Yontif? Obviously, Isra Yontif are based on Isra Shabbos. That source of Mishkan is not only relevant for Shabbos, relevant for Yontif. Or maybe one could argue, indeed, there is a distinction. Maybe one could argue Shabbos, yes, and Yontif, no. Is there an Isra of Lo Savar Weish on Yontif? If there is an Isra of Lo Savar Weish, you know what that would mean? There's an Isra of Lo Savar Weish. You mean in no shape or form are you allowed to extend a fire on Yontif? No, there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh. And Beis Adaf Yudeis, there's a heter of Mitoch. But there's a world of difference between saying something is mutter as opposed to something is a malacha daraisa with the heter of Ochel Nefesh and a heter of Mitoch. Because after all, there are limits to Ochel Nefesh. There are limits to Mitoch. There are limits to Mitoch. Let's assume Poshub Shah Tosus Ashita Beitzadav Yabez, Maralev, Mitoch requires a Tzorach Hayom. Mitoch requires a Tzorach Hayom. Am I allowed to go ahead and to light a flame, ignite a flame, light a candle? Shalol Tzorach Klal. It's not Ochel Nefesh. Let's assume simply it's not covered by Mitoch. Even Rashi would agree there are many cases that are not covered by Mitoch. Do I need the heter of Mitoch? Or do I argue it's not us? It's not us. To use our mashal, not like Ibum, the Rambam. It's a davar yatzem in aklal. There's no isser. It's not that there's a heter. Now have to ask yourself, does the heter extend to this, extend to that? Wow, so that's a very fascinating deal. A person goes that and lights a ner on yantif, which is not really the tzarech yantif. A ner shal batala. I'll ask you the following. We have a minhag, for example, of lighting a yahrzeit candle. A minhag of lighting a yahrzeit candle. Is a minhag enough for mitoch? Is that really called a tzorech hayom midaraisa? A minhag. Is it so obvious that a person can go ahead and light the yahrzeit candle? Anyantiv. No, when you have yahrzeit, yom hazikaron, which is anyantiv. I'll ask you the following. You know what? Yantif is Friday. Oh, so you know what the women are going to do? They're going to bench lift. On Yantif for Shabbos. How does that work exactly? You know? You're doing malacha today for tomorrow. You cannot do malacha for day tomorrow. No? Even on Yidei Erev Tavshilin. No? The Sekim Sachim. What do you mean? You need Hoil. No? Tosa says, I can use the food today on Yantav as Ochel Nefesh. It can spill over to Shabbos. No? You need Rambah. You need Hoil. Tosa writes, Beis Adav Chav Beis, that in their time, you know what? They needed light on the afternoon of Yantav. It's starting to get dark. If this was a weekday, you'd turn on the light. So you know what? In their day, where they were using these lights for illumination, there was a real tzorech and yantif rishon. So Tosfos writes a chiddush. You know what their minhag was? Forgive me, Erev Tavshilin. They used to bench lift early, even for yantif sheni. You're going to tell me, well, you're doing Malach Yantar Rishon, Yantar Sheni, which is like Megav Asenya Vaidenu. No. I'm doing Malach on Yantar Rishon because I need light on Yantar Rishon. We, when we bench Licht, you know what? We don't need the light. So therefore, you know what we're going to make sure? We're going to make sure that we till Tseis and Yantar Sheni to bench Licht. But I don't want to dare possibly do Malach on a Yantar Rishon for a Yantar Sheni. Okay. So, Aner Shel Batal, is that mutter? Even lighting on Yantar for Shabbos, is that obviously mutter? So Tosus raises this issue. Beisach of Gimel Mar Aleph. What is the halacha of Ner Shel Batal? Where it's not Karbi Yochan Efer, it's not Karbi Toch. So incredible, Tosus goes to Yerushalmi. That's a nafgamina. Yevamos Davav. Between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nasa. Wow. You don't know that at all from the Gemara. No, that's a nafgamina. Because I know that Meleches Shabbos apply to Yantif. But. If you're talking about non-Malacha, Mechamer, Tchumim, Shvisas Behemto, who says what automatically is Asur and Shabbos is Asur and Yantif? I know that the source of Meleches Shabbos and the source of Meleches Yantif comes from Mishkan. But if you're talking about non-Isri Malach, and the Torah says, B'chomosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, maybe it means Shabbos in Yom Tov Lo. The Gemara even had such a deal, and you remember, Beis Adaf Yud Beis, is it so obvious that there's an Isra of Hotzah on Yom Tov? Because, Tosos commented, no, Hotzah is a Malach Geruah. Maybe one could argue a Malach Geruah is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. After all, Tosus points out, there's a pasuk that tells me that Hotzah is Asur. And that pasuk mentions Shabbos. So maybe one could suggest that there's no Isra of Hotzah and Yantiv. What's the maskana of the Gemara? Beis Adaf Yud Beis, that's not true. There is a malach of Hotzah and Yantiv, but there's a heter of Ochan Efesh and there's a heter of Mitoch. But Hotzah Shalol Litzarech and Yantiv is a lav daraisa. It's a lav daraisa, no? The Gemara debates this about Hotzah. The Gemara's maskana is Yesh Erev Hotzah Liyantiv. But what about Losav Aroesh? So Tosus writes, that's Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nasan. If it's a malacha, it's Asur. If you're telling me that it's not a malacha, so maybe it is only on Shabbos and not in Yantiv. Losav Aroesh B'chom Mosh V'seichem Yom HaShabbos V'Shabbos Yim B'Yantiv Lo. So Yerusham writes a stani chidish and Ner Shabbatala Shabbi Yosef according to Rabbi Nasan, but Mutter according to Rabbi Yossi. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And that's one day in Tosus. We just discussed this very recently. We're doing Lav and Essay. That's one day in Tosus on the top of the Hema Beisim Sachim. Rabbi Yekiva proves that Ach Mirishon Tashmisu, Yom Rishon means the day prior to Pesach. It doesn't mean on Pesach. Why? Because you're not allowed to be Sarev Chametz on Pesach. Oh, so the Gemara says, you see, Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Nasan, our Gemara, Rabbi Nasan. How do you see that that's true? They all agree it's us, it's just a question whether it's a lav or whether it's a chi of kares. So Tosus has two dayos, and one day in Tosus exactly that point. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi that it's not a malacha, it's mutter on yantiv. Rabbi Akiva is talking about yantiv. If you cannot be sorry, chametz be yantiv, that's a dead giveaway that he agrees with Rabbi Nasan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no Isser. Wow. There's no Isser of Lo Sevar Oesh on Yantiv. Wow. So that's huge. That's one day in Tosus. Misachim Daf Hema Beis. And that's what Tosus quotes in Beit Daf Chav Gimel Aleph in the name of Yerushalmi. So the starting point is, the Machlokis is what is the Onesh on Shabbos. But the corollary is whether or not this is us or Mutter on Yantiv. That's huge. That's another aspect of the Machlokes. And then, you remember what we discussed, Rabbi Nochananel? And Achidish Rabbi Nochananel. Everybody agrees it's us or Yantiv. But there is a very heavy issue. According to Rabbi Nasan, it's like a malacha. And you know what Malachis Yantif is? Malachis Yantif is a lav and an essay. A lav and an essay. Yavamos Tafeim Ad Aleph. If you're all like Rabbi Yossi, it's not a malacha. If it's not a malacha, there's no essay. Ooh, because the Rashba, against Tosis of Amos Daf A, that the essay of Shabbos only applies to malacha. It doesn't apply to Mechamer, and it doesn't apply to Lo Sevar Oesh, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's a third nafkamina, no? Is there an essay of Shabbosan or Tishbos or Mikra Kodesh regarding Lo Sevar Oesh? If you hold like Rabbi Nassan, absolutely yes. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, no. L'may nafkamina, Rabbi Nachananel. Essay dokalos haseh. That was stunning. Can you fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu al yedei sreifa? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes, because esed dechalos say. According to Anasin, don't you dare, because ein esed dechalos say ve'ese. Wow. This is all based on an assumption that according to Rabbi Yossi, the isra of those sevaroish is like mechamer, it's like tchumim, it's like shisas vehemto, and guess what? The Shagasari takes great issue with this. Now, so take a look for next time. Now, Shagasari Simen Ayin Aleph, Menches Chinuch, Simen Reis Sadiches, where they argue, who says any of that is true? Any of that is true. And they write a stunning chiddush that maybe Mechamer and Lo Sevar Oesh of Rabbi Yossi are coming from opposite directions. Opposite directions. What would you have said without the psukim? What would you have said without the psukim? And that's a stunning chiddush we have to talk about. If I didn't have a posuk of Mechamer, I would have said Mechamer is mutter. But if I didn't have a posuk of Lo Sevar Oesh, according to Yossi, I would have said, it's a malacha. The posuk is downgrading. The posuk is not upgrading. No, that's an important yisod. Is that really true? Is that really true? That sounds like a huge difference. A huge difference. No? So that we'll have to discuss. And then we'll see the Nafkaminas, and we'll see the sugya of Chiluk Malachos as well. And then the Rambam about Isas Bezdin and Shabbos. The Rambam writes, take a look, the last of the Marmakamos, stunning chidush. Okay. Let's just pick up tomorrow.